Okay.
Next week, so we'll get to our paper. The one. The two people? Okay. Two weeks ago, we went to Gemara. And hey, the Gemara developed the din of those who are in the Hatira. That whether you have a din in a Torah or a din in the Rabbana, that was formulated either by the Shogun or by the Rabbana for a specific reason. And it comes a time that the reason no longer applies, the din, whether in a Torah or a Rabbana still applies. And that's how Kaddish Baruch Hu gives a special answer to his deal with India, right? And that's the later thing, you need not fair to undo the Takana Rabbah. You have a cloud that a later then you can only reveal the Takana of an earlier day, then there's no Rabbah, then the Chavera, then we can go ahead and then the Chavah of a later then you can only reveal the Takana of an earlier day, and if they're greater, both the Chavah of the grading and learning, you know how to learn better than the earlier days. And greater dominion means that there's a greater number of Rabbanim. That's some Rishonim interpret. The original group of Rabbanim who made the Takana, who made the enactment to 75, and now you have 85 Rabbanim, so it's here with them. Other Negoshim run greater dominion means that they're older. That those Rabbanim who made the original Zera were in the 60s, and the Rabbanim who repealed the Zera are in the 70s. Greater dominion. Shalom means dominion. Greater B'chachman means the truth, and the greater B'chachman, that's very hard to determine who is greater B'chachman at home. The greater dominion is easier to determine, but there are two short about the means. But the greater dominion, Harabonim, the number of rabbis who were involved in instituting the Zera and involved in receiving the Zera, a greater dominion means the Mitzvah Hashanim, the age. Probably. I think so, I'm not sure. They don't explain fully. No, yeah, that's a special thing. When we want to repeal a Zera that was instituted by an earlier day. So with respect to our Gemara, what if you have a double shit dominion stuff in the Akalat? So what if an earlier day is an accident, Zera or Takana, whatever, for reason X, Y, Z, if a later day you see that the reason no longer applies, and they want to repeal it, so the Gemara says that it doesn't fall apart automatically, stuff in the Akalat, you have to have a double repeal it. Do you still require that the later Bezin who's going to repeal it has to be greater the Chachmas Minyan than the earlier Bezin? Or do you say no, that's only if the reason still applies. And still the later Bezin wants to repeal it. They know that not withstanding the reason, they still want to repeal the Chachmas. Don't you afford this to us? Don't you afford it all year long? That's your mother's decision. So that point is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raya in Hilchos Mamre. The Rambam writes that even when the later Bezin wants to reveal a Takana where the reason no longer applies, you still need greater B'chokhmah than him. And the Raya says that that's not correct. The Raya and the Rambam, most of the Jews agree with the Rambam, they say no, you only require that the later Bezin should be greater B'chokhmah and dominion. If they want to reveal an earlier Takana with the reasons that Takana still applies, and the later doesn't hold, but the old Takana should never be made. No, they're opposed to the old Takana. But if the reason for the original Takana no longer applies, and the original says they would have revealed it themselves if they would be alive today. The reasons that they get, reasons A, X, Y, Z, no longer apply, but they themselves would have revealed it if they would live in this generation. But then there's no need for greater behavior.
What if it comes out of the fifth beaver? Could, but now you have a beaver that can't sit. Would that constitute the way you can be the mother of the
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think the thing still is that the Takana...
Fish?
No, that it falls
apart.
That means if the Tzibur is the Tzibur of religious Jews, otherwise keep all the other mitzvahs up there, don't want to keep this Tzibur. They find it too difficult. It's just because the overwhelming majority of the Jews are no longer observant people. We don't consider that exemption of the Tzibur that we work with are the Tzibur, otherwise keep all the other mitzvahs. The biblical mitzvahs and the rabbinic mitzvahs, and this is the rabbinic, they find too difficult.
Is that
something
at the time of
the
made
it unsettled,
or
are
you
used
later?
That's with the VS also. I think that I'm not sure, but I think that Gemara says the same, that even if in a later generation they find that it's pretty difficult, even if originally they didn't, but I'm not sure. You have to check through the area of Gemara. So Gemara, when you go to Gemara, I don't
know.
They always have to give a reason. There's no reason. A person has no right to make a tough one without a reason.
Well,
we distinguish if the ta'am, if the reason for the tough one is incorporated into the yusuf ha-tafana, then you don't even need a greater bez, then you don't need a bez to repeat it later. You just need a bez to declare that the reason no longer applies to tafana. If the reason no longer applies, then maybe when the tafana doesn't apply. But whenever the bezin made the tafana various tali, they had a reason, but they didn't incorporate the reason into the clear. But that's called the double shooting. And then, in the later generation, even though the reason no longer applies, the clear will still apply, not the other bezin to repeal. And that later bezin, once you do the tafana, doesn't not work as whether they have to be greater for half a million than the initial bezin or not. But the Rambam is machmir, the Rambam says that even in the case where the reason no longer applies, you still have that greater for half a million. And the right way to the Rambam is my Gemara. The Gemara is over here that the Tanoim in the times of the second day Tanoim Kusha must have been great people made a Tachana on the bottom of him and I was made a Tachana that a Kerem Revai, the sailors that you have to do on your tree, the fruits that go on the tree in the fourth year, have to be brought to Yishalani. You may not be colder than if it's within one day's distance. One day traveling around the Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to depot, you have to bring the Torah directly to the Yerushalayim. So right after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the reason for that Tachana no longer applies. The reason was Kedela Ater Shukei Yerushalayim, the Torah, the Yerushalayim should look beautiful when it's been young in Jewish hands. So it should be full of colorful fruits and vegetables and so on. And after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, no one just attempted to go, that reason didn't make any sense anymore. And nonetheless, the Gemara says on the top of one day, so Rabbi Yehan Menzah, and the third line, the top of one day, Rabbi Yehan Menzah, guys, repeal that desire. So the rise in the Tamtani and the Raman of the Mamre raises the question, was Rabbi Yehan Menzah greater than the Tanoim from five or six generations earlier in the middle of the period of the Barishani, in the days of the Hashemelon, and they made this Tachar, that all the fruits that grow within one day's traveling distance, they may not be quoted, then you have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim, you have to bring the original fruits. So is he greater for Chachmah than Minyan than that? He doesn't think so. But the Prophet Shabbos is the whole reason for the Zayah doesn't fly. If they would have been alive today, those who know, they would have repealed it themselves. So you don't need greater for Chachmah than Minyan. That's what the Rambam writes. That's what the Rambam writes also. Rambam writes about Zvina Tzachos. The Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Mishnah Masechet Avodah Zarah says that you are not permitted to eat cheese that is made by non-Jews. And the Mishnah doesn't give any reason. And one time he asked the other, the Mishnah, one time he was going at this shopping with the other time the Mishnah was going shopping with the Amos in the meat market. And he asked the other time, what's the reason that it's there? So he's trying to give him a difference, he gives him a reason. And the other time he asked, that's the reason, it doesn't make any sense. So he's trying to find any sense, he's trying to talk about a particular Shia Shiv. He doesn't have the Yoyin, he didn't want to answer. He didn't why didn't he give him a straight answer? He didn't want because when, and as he said, that's when they initially enacted his day, about Tzvina Tzachon, not the Yichin was made by a manufacturer by Goyin. And whenever the Tanoim, whenever anybody enacts his day, you always keep it a secret for 1 year, for a full year, what the reason for the day is. And then you tell everybody what the reason is, so the people don't feel, that's the reason, it doesn't apply to me. I can violate the Zer and I won't violate the real Jews. I don't have to observe the whole Zer blah, blah. So in order to encourage, to train people in observing the Zer, so they wouldn't be the god of the time of the Zer for 12 months, and then they don't have to say, that time I had, yes, for the reason it's in the middle of the 12 months, that's when the other one didn't want to say. So the Zer is, what's the real reason? So it's a deep dark secret, the Zer has six different opinions. Six opinions, yeah, I'm wrong, I guess. No one knows for sure. There's six opinions in the Gemara. What's the reason for the Kvina Tzach? It's very unclear. So one reason in the Gemara, and the question is which reason we talk about. And they come out different with Allah. So one reason that the Gemara gives is that you're not permitted to drink mayim bagulim. not permitted to drink open water or open wine because a snake may have spit some poison into it, and then it's a selfish tachana, you may be drinking poison and may die. So the Rabbi Hittam and the Goyim used to be Mizalvam HaMezid. Goyim used to be, the Goyim didn't kiss. The Goyim didn't kiss how much. They used to use regular water, even though it was minor water. They weren't worried about the stuff except them. And they used to use water in manufacturing the cheese as well. So they used to use milk. All of those things were bullets. So the Gemara gives us one of the six reasons, one of the six guesses that I'm around. I'm trying to figure out why we have a hump, but I'm going to get some of the cheese. What do they have against the grace of cheese? The one reason is because of the Hashash Amayim Gu. The Tensis quotes to Rabbi Hittam, and that's that Rabbi Hittam, who says that if you look in the Gemara, you'll see more of the six reasons. That's the reason we talk to him, right? That's what he says, number one. Then he says, number two, the same as Tensis says, I'm going from an hour. Tesis says on Rav Menalev, the Tesis says, who eat no dika chala, we didn't learn the Gemara yet, but we still learn the Tesis. On Rav Menalev, the Tesis says, who eat no dika chala, it has eight lines into the Tesis. They give you a tushpel, they say, and I mean, it got to be mine and gulim. The Asur, you're not permitted to drink mine and gulim, Shem and Rafa, Shem and the Ashkenazim today, in France, in Germany, and all over the world, Shem and Rafa, 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 I saw a dog should have been talking about the Tilo. And the answer is, they never instituted that as a dog should have been. They exaggerated. There's a din in the Torah that you're not permitted to do anything that's detrimental to y'all. You're not allowed to overeat. You're not allowed to undereat. And you have to eat healthy food. You're not allowed to smoke. And you're not allowed to do all the things that are basically not allowed to go skinny. You may break the leg. Not only are you not permitted to do something that may cause you to die, you're not permitted to do anything that may cause you to get sick. Again, it's really, it's a thing in the first, it's not me over my shit there. It doesn't make it kosher. It depends on the moment of my purchase in the door. If I buy from an offering in a steak or milk, then it's kosher. If I buy it in any other steak... So they were only going around milk. If you really worry if it's a real topic, then maybe it's trace, and it's often even if it's butter, even if it's cheese, even if it's anything else. But if you don't really have any grounds to be nervous about it, it's just a chachamim or a gzeira. But then the gzeira only finds on milk. If it's any other form, then they will never get it. So butter, the Rambam goes to Minhagim. Butter, the Rambam goes, some have the minhag that you don't eat the kosher butter, and some have the minhag that you do eat kosher butter. But it depends on the minhag. It's not really a dish. But the gzeira, the ikir gzeira that I bought on milk, is only seen if you buy one of the steak. No, there's two different things. If it's there, cholavatim, if it's there, I'm gina stuff. The cholavatim, that's the mission of it. What may you do? That's another thing. We'll get to it. I don't want to talk about cholavatim. I'm going to talk about the mission of it. Let's first get to this. No, we'll get to everything. Okay. We'll try to cover everything. that whole world comes. So the place to say that mind is good, and the place to think about it is forbidden to drink mind of good. But as man as everybody drinks mind of good, and why? The place to claim that it never was a delicious religion. It says in the Chumash that you're not permitted to do anything that's detrimental to your health. And the Chacham just pointed out that this is a little bit dangerous. There's a slight tachon involved in drinking plain water that may have a little poison in it. You should be careful not to drink the water. So the Rabbein Tam claims that Avodah Zarah, he puts these two together. He said, we pass with more than 6 years and why not like macaroni and cheese. We pass in on their doctor. The reason why is because of mind good. And then he says, number two, mind good is not a good mutter. So friend of the same time is big. All the cheeses are mutter. That's what the Rabbein Tam says. Yeah. All the cheeses are mutter. That's only, if they don't use shaker ready to make the cheese. If they use shaker ready to make the cheese, then it's not. That's not kosher. Shavanot was passed like the other opinions and basis, that the Zera Zina was not because of that reason of Maim Ebulim, which no longer applies to Zman Zer, but rather because of one of the other five reasons, whatever the other five reasons are. One of these six different opinions there, in the seventh of the Zohar one. So that's why Shavanot said that even if you know explicitly that there are no snakes in the factory where they manufacture the cheese, and you know explicitly that they won't use non-kosher in it, you know that you use, let's say, microbial rennet. Yeah, enzymes and everything is kosher on margin, but still, if it's manufactured by grains, then it's going to be up. But you have that, then it's been made by Jew. If you have a Jew washing, then it's also just, there's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Jew washing when they milk the cow, did that call cholam yisroel? The Mishnah only forbids you to have cholam akum, the ain yisroel related. They're not allowed to drink milk. That the Nachri milks the cows and listen to the Jew washing. When the Mishnah says it's forbidden to have the Gvina stock, you're not allowed to have cheese that is manufactured by Nachri, it doesn't say over there that any Israel that if he's not washing, then it's permissible to have the cheese. It doesn't say. So the Shulchan Aruch has some authority. Some authority say, Father, that the Gdeira on cheese was worse than the Gdeira on milk. But in cheese, it doesn't even help if there's a Jew watching to know that everything is on the level, that everything is kosher. The only time it's mutter is the cheese is manufactured by a Jew. Either the company is owned by a Jew, like a French is. It used to be owned by a Jew. Shandai. So even though the workers are Russian, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if the farm is owned by Jews, the Russian farm, where all the workers are going. So that's called Gvina Yisrael, that's not called Gvina Yisrael. Or if the company is owned by Goyim, but the workers are Jews, manufactured by Jews, that's also called the community store. Or the shop has another head, so let's say it's a Goyish company with Goyish workers that make the cheese. But I order cheese by them. A Jew comes and he orders. He asks them specifically to make cheese, to package it, and they should put his label on. So the shop says, you know, that's also called community store. If you're not sure, that everything is kosher. On the shop, it's very rabban that was manufactured by Goyim. And the owner of the company is a goy, and the workers in every city are also goy. The same shop says, but it's ordered by the Jew. The Jew places an order for 200 pounds of cheese, or 2,000 pounds of cheese, whatever it is. But then there's no very well with me and stuff. The owner says, what happens? The company is owned by non-Jews, and all the workers in the company are non-Jews. And it wasn't ordered by the Jews in the same. But we have a Moshiach, so it's very Sahalim. We have a Moshiach who watches all the time. He knows that everything is kosher. So if you had a Moshiach watching by the milking, it wouldn't be a Zera Gvina or Kolobakum. What if you have a Jew watching by the cheese company, does that take off his Zera Gvina Sa? So that's what my focus in the first one year today. My focus in the Amor and the Shah. And on the side of the other day, they point out that even though they don't quote it, the Rambam writes in the Tirish and Shnayis and it is all offer. They write those rules. So that's what we're going to do today. If you have a Mashiach who watches and who knows that everything, all the ingredients are kosher, that is good. But that kind of Mashiach, that's not good if he just comes once every 9 months. That Mashiach has to come, has to be there Mashiach needed, because if it's not a Mashiach needed, then it's called Vina Tzachas. The company would have been owned by a Jew, it would be enough if he didn't come once in 9 months. If the workers would be Jewish, it would be there Vina Tzachas. It would be ordered by a Jewish firm. They place an order in advance, also wouldn't be Vina Tzachas. So it would be enough if Mashiach goes once in every couple of months to make sure that we didn't change the prophets and making chief. But if you have none of the three, you don't have, it's not owned by Jews, and the workers are not Jewish, and it's not ordered by Jews. Everything is done by Malcolm X, the real Zayr of Dina Sakhmo. We're talking against Rabbi Yisrael. We're talking that the Dina Sakhmo was forbidden not because of the reason of Maim and Mubin, and therefore the whole thing collapses today, but rather because of the other problems. So we're talking that it exists. And the only way to live together is if you have Yisrael Re'enu. If you have a Jew watching the whole time, then you need it. I guess you need the Harun. You stay there. In the factory, we talked to them at that moment, they took off the exterior of the
Gemara.
The simple shot in the Gemara in our Gemara is that the exterior was originally made on Kofshi, on Kalashi. This exterior also applied to Hashi, so that's the Chidish in the Gemara that it even applied to Hashi. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. But Moshe Feinstein writes in a Tshuva, there you go, again, Tshuva Rabbi Schwab, it's printed in the statement about Kofshi. He writes the reverse. He writes that that's the beginning of the Gemara. But once he gets to the Maskana, so he thinks that it's just the opposite, that they are only talking from our sheep, and he thinks that maybe fourth sheep is the same as milk. Whatever the din of milk is, that would be the din of fourth sheep. What's top of the din of milk? So that's the, that was a big dispute. That was a big dispute. If you look in the state of Seichem, the Seichem is an encyclopedia of halacha. It was written by Rav Chaim Chesky Medini, whose picture appears over here. He was born in Yerushalayim, and he had a rabbanit in Russia. He was a son. Had a rabbanit in Russia. And he was always mixed up with all of them in Hagim. He had Yerushalayim in Hagim and Sfarishim in Hagim. They had their in Hagim. And then the Ashkenazim, and he looked in all the Sforim in Europe, they were all written by Ashkenazim. So more than half of the Sforim, he does think he's trying to figure out what the Hagim are. And then the same job when he gave up his Rabbanah to have an opera, he went out there to throw and had a yeshiva in Chevron. And he buried it. I have a picture. Yes. It's a painting, it's not a painting. He wrote an encyclopedia, quite a few volumes, of Seychelles, Encyclopedia of Halakha. It's approximately up to 70 minutes. Not exactly. Whatever he likes, he took for a under the letter Aleph, Eretz Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael. He is Aleph Reish, so well, that shouldn't come to Aleph Reish. I'll tell you, Eretz Yisrael comes the first thing in Aleph. He has a long culture on Kol Aleph. What he discusses, the first question is that my Inigul, as he says, wasn't the Xer in the Rabbana. He says, my Inigul wasn't the Xer in the Rabbana. It's just there is an issue, the right to do anything that's detrimental to your health. You're not allowed to overeat, you're not allowed to eat food that's not nutritious, that's not healthy, you're not allowed to do anything that's dangerous to your health. And the Chachamim pointed out that there is a chashash of the danger of it, but they didn't come up with a new issue. It just brought to our attention the possibility of danger of it, but they never made it clearer. As you know that today, there's no chashash, the doctor's back to saying there's no chashash in here. The Surgeon General has said there's no chashash in drinking water. If you drink the water, if they say that it's dangerous to drink the water, they might not drink the water. Whatever, it all depends, whatever you have is takana. So it falls under the dindarayt and the shmaat and the other. No takana for the So we showed and discussed the issue of drinking cholavah. So most of the Rishon will discuss it in a rabbi opinion that there never was a Zeru Dravah on cholavah. There is a pasuk in the Chumash that you're not permitted to eat non-kosher animals, pigs, horses, elephants, or whatever. We also derive from the fact that you're not permitted to drink the milk that comes out from those animals. And the Chacham just brought to our attention the possibility that if a Nochri sells you cholov, it may well be that he's going to be selling you non-kosher milk. That's what most of the overwhelming majority of the Shem say like that. But if you live in a country where you know that nobody drinks, the Israelis don't drink any other milk. Everybody drinks cow's milk. So then there's no hasha. That's what most of the Rishonim say like that. The Rakhbar, the wisdom of the 1500s, wrote over 8,000 Jews, over quite a span of time. So there are, every so often, there are contradictions in one Jew and the other, because he can read it. That's what he wrote the earlier Jew, 8,000 Jews, so he changed his mind. So there's a discrepancy between two Jews and the Rakhbar, between different volumes of Jews, what's the story about Kabbalah. So one Jew, he writes the way all the Rishonim say, that it's not Xavier, they never included Xavier. They just pointed out that there's a hashash. If you live in a country where there's no hashash, there's more than another truth that he writes down. So that Cholavakim was there, the Rabbanan, and even if the reason for the Xer doesn't apply to Xer, but they were going to be not permitted to drink Cholavakim. So the mice in Europe, And most places in Europe in the recent centuries is growing, didn't drink any milk other than sour milk. And still the Jews, until the war, and over the overwhelming majority of the German Jews didn't drink kosher milk. They would walk miles, they would travel miles to get kosher milk. So that's what the person assumed, that we talked from our law, that kol harakum is exeged. Even if you look in the original sources in the Rishonim, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim said the kol harakum was never instituted as exeged. It was just pointed out by the Rabbanim as a hashash, like the mind of Buddhists. And whatever it is, not hashash, there is nothing wrong. But they point out that until the war, the Jews were always living, they see that we have adopted, so to speak, we have adopted the opinion of the Rabbah, but the one Shubhah, two Shubhahs in Arabah, but the one Shubhah in Arabah. The Pichadosh, who lived in, lived in Amsterdam for a while, at one time felt that the Nisbol could drink Kolobah, because in Amsterdam also, like in all the big cities in Europe, the Goyim also wouldn't drink any other milk, and they wouldn't even drink goat's milk. The old French has milk. So he felt that there's no chance, and there's all my places then at that time, against the Pichadosh. Why he would make us drink Kolobah? Because it was assumed, like the Rabbah said, that it's a real barrier, even when the region doesn't follow the barrier very well. So the Jews came to America, all of a sudden everybody started drinking regular milk. Before the war, people tell even the Pasha to follow up in Europe. They would walk miles to get quality milk. They wouldn't drink regular quality. When the Jews came to America, everybody started, there was no quality milk. There wasn't a Jewish pharmacy in America. The word was too strong. So they didn't, so everybody started to drink quality. Yeah. Not too much. Yeah. And you say what the Mishnah says, that's Chol HaVachim is forbidden. Unless Chol HaShachol HaVachim the Eid Yisrael Reu, if there's no Jew watching, you already know what to say. You have to have Daski, he's watching. And it says in the Gemara, what if he's standing outside of the barn where the Nachri is milking the cows? He's not watching, but he's watching on the outside. He sees that there are no animals other than cows in the barn. That's also Yisrael Reu. And what if the Yisrael is watching down the block? It's also called the Torah. It doesn't have to be sitting on top of it. Then Rashi Feinstein said, what if we're sitting over here and we have government inspectors watching? What are they watching? They're testing all over to make sure that no one slips in any other kind of business. That's what Rashi thought, that that's considered the Torah. And others didn't like that after the discussion. That was not finished. He thought that it's not called Israel. That's why Rashi Feinstein called it the Torah. He called it the Torah stock. He didn't want to call it the Torah stock. Kolobachim is also. So he called the Kolobach company, and called the Kolobach staff. A new expression. Moshe came up with a new expression. The Satmar were very angry. The Satmar were very angry at Moshe Panshin there. But he couldn't really, the Kolobachim issue was not such a major issue. The whole thing may be an issue there about. May not even be an issue there about. Maybe that they just pointed out the possibility, maybe she had been in the question, not to worry about. But he couldn't really attack the Moshe enough. So years later, Moshe was published the truth about the artificial insemination. So that was already a core, so you can nail him down on something. So then the Satmar decided, come on to Bachelor's business. He told his associates. He said that now we're going to get a cause to attack our Moshe, that we'll get people to join to attack our Moshe. So then they collected they took the Talmud for the, he was really angry about the Tshuva of HaKalachim. He said he was really angry about the Tshuva of HaKalachim. He didn't think he would get people excited enough about the HaKalachim. He waited till later. How about? That's what he said. Right. He said that even though he assumed that it is exalted, and you have to have Dr. Shorey, who can be considered this, Shorey. But the salvation used to eat hard cheese because of that taste in our desire. The taste of course of any time that we pass through the reason is because of mind gulen and his man is there, we all drink on gulen, so it doesn't apply. But when people would ask him, he wouldn't pass them. When people, this was a common occurrence, people would eat this home. He would serve their cheese. Rabbi Balzac, let me go back to their town. They would have all the Balzac. I bet you they had crab cheese, but they would use it. And then when people would say, what? What are you talking about? You eat crab cheese? And they would call up Rabbi Balzac, They ask them if it's a miserable situation. They say, no, hang up the telephone. It's not a miserable situation. But fear and this will go on for years and years and years. So he explains what it was all about. He said that the Shulchan Aruch says that it's also, so you have to talk to him and talk to him. And he knows the patience to not really look. He says, Mutter, there's not a lot of any more in case. The thing is that it's Mutter, but you're not allowed to tell him all about him, then it's Mutter. So Jesus says that because the Shulchan Aruch talks to him. Okay. But that doesn't help so much with Manazir, because with Manazir, many of the non-Jewish Jews are really changed. It's not an issue of the day of the Rabban with Manazir or whatever. They really use non-kosher venom to manufacture the chip. No, years ago they used to, and now also, sometimes the imam is dropping. Imam is not selling the Shulchan Aruch, and essentially it's also that the imam is with vegetable venom, with imitation venom. Right, there's another question. How the process of preparing the venom is. There was a time that they used to prepare the man in such a way that he became useful in our people before they would be wanted. But that's also not only the case. That's also not only the case. I know they wrote it 20 years ago when they used to take the remnant from the dried out bones of the camels in the Indian desert that were smelling, they were laying in the sun for weeks. And they were smelling away in the Indian desert, and then they used to take those bones and make rams out of them. But today, they don't make their rams anymore from the camel bones in the desert. They take it from food that's right off here. That's the question. Today, I thought, how's God? How did she? Someone told me they did a firm over here in New York that takes glacier cheese from the manufacturing in Wisconsin. I think it's called Milton Honey Cheese. And when you send them a letter, you ask them how they make their cheese up there. Our cheese is not kosher. They send you a letter. Our cheese is not kosher. They make a regular trade of edit from the day of the trade, and the company tells you it's not kosher. There's a firm here in New York. They take this cheese and they just remove the label and put out a new label. They say some of the supervision, they put out and they say that it's kosher, sure. Okay, so one of the government agencies contacted them. So they say, well, first of all, I'm sorry, she said you're not eating white cheese. So they just didn't say you can eat traitor cheese. They don't use traitor lettuce. If you use microbial lettuce, then you can do it. And then secondly, when you manufacture cheese, it has to sit for a long time. And it goes through, in the wrong time, every manufacturing of cheese, the dry cell goes through like this, it sits for a long time. And then there's a period of time during which the thing smells awful and no one will bother you. And then later on, it stays a little longer than it's right up here. They say, look, this is not being in the middle. So it became kosher at the time that it's just not being kosher. And later on, it becomes trace once it's kosher. Yeah. According to that idea, sheep will never be traced. So how could sheep ever be traced in the days of Mashiach Benno? There should never be any non-kosher sheep. If you take milk from a trace animal, which they have a cow that's a trace, has a broken leg. Cow is missing a lot in the chamber. And you take a look from that cow, so that milk is off. If you make cheese from that, that should be kosher. The cheese should be kosher. So even though the milk was off about even an ontario, but in the manufacturing process of the cheese, it goes for a stage for a few hours and for a few days, it really smells awful. When you pass by the cheese factories on the highway, sometimes you can faint the smell of too much better. You smell in the air too much because it's so awful. But we don't consider that this market at all. Also says if you have food that became Islam and Achilo, it becomes Mutter, and even if later on it becomes Royal Achilo, it remains Mutter, that depends, has it become Royal Achilo later on? It reverts back to its original state before it was milk, and then it became a little bit cheesy, and then later on it became more cheesy. And there was a period of time that it wasn't Royal Achilo, but then later on it doesn't convert into something else. It just becomes back again into the milky cheese. But now it's edible. Before it was awful, now it's edible. So you don't apply that problem that once it became this and not similar, it became Mutter, so it remains Mutter where it was. Only if it went through a period, let's say, you had trace of red in it, you had trace of red, then you made it into powder. If you have time, you should have made it into powder. Animal was this and not similar, and the animal wouldn't eat it. The dog wouldn't eat it. And then later on, you don't make the powder royal achilo. You mix the powder into something else and you make cheese out of it. And now you're eating it not in the stage of powder, you're eating it in the stage of cheese. But then I said that once it became mutter achilo, once it was mister achilo, it became mutter, it remains mutter liyama boy. But here the cheese became mister achilo, then the cheese becomes royal achilo. It reverts back to its original state. Let's say you take food. You take a non-kosher food and you mix in an alkaline. and it's bitter and it's awful and it's sour and you can color it easy. Then you mix in an acid. And the acid neutralizes the alkaline. I think when you mix acid with an alkaline, I think it produces salt. So there's a process where you can remove the salt. If you mix in the acid which neutralizes the alkaline and remove the salt, you're back where you start the home base, you're back where you started from. So you don't say in such a case as simple as just a machila for a day in between or for a couple of hours in between, so if you came with there, and once it was with the remains with the we have a good. No, if I reversed it, I reverted it back to its original state. I removed everything that made it into this machila, now it's well achila, and then it reversed back to its original instant. It's only that you came with the achila, and then I put in a lot of sugar. I went back, I changed it into a new thing. That I had a trace of milk. That's pig milk. Trace. And I poured it deep. And it tastes awesome. This is not pig. So it's smoother. And then I poured in a ton of sugar and I poured in flavoring and I made ice cream. I made a different thing out of it. Not that I reverted it back to the original state. If you revert it back to the original state, it reverts back to the original instant. But if you pushed it to a new state, you went back to it. Because you mixed another thing, and that's what tastes good. Not that, not that it's the same old thing, but it just went a little further. But then it'll be more stuff.
Doesn't that sound like one without food? You can't add it after you put in some very different chicken food. Or add on more and more chicken food. You have to mix the grandmother,
the grandmother, or something. That's how much work you can have training. The name of Akhenaten Hatzila means like this. It means it's in something that's dry. You have to mean it to form in a lot of kosher. In order to be bottom trace food. What if you have a trace food? You want to be targeted. You want to make it this part of the in which case the whole feature is going to convert into head. Is that a violation of being a violation of the food? That's a big modulation to not join. Most of that time all that is looking. Most of it is looking. Some of it is not. But many times the whole issue doesn't apply because if you make this machine, it reverts back to its original state. It becomes that way much here. So then it reverts back to the original state. Someone raised the issue 2 weeks ago when it got nine machronim. The Tosfos in Chulin gives that example as well. The Chachamim in the days of the Gemara made a takana, so to speak, that you should wash nine machronim before you bench good chamos. It's a 2 weeks. The Gemara has one reason, because men of the Dagmas, they used to dip their fingers, they didn't have spoons or forks, they used to eat everything that they had. Until very recently, mankind didn't have spoons or forks, they had a very recent convention. Not so long ago. So there's chashash number one, that the fingers may have a lot of salt on them, and the salt is very dangerous to the eyes. If you have metal sedum, if you rub it into the eyes, you can become blind. And the problem number two is, the Gemara says, to change in the zuham pasalah, just like an animal that's an old sick animal, it's not a bum one, but it's all going to stick and look dirty. So you're not permitted to be marked with it on the chair as a cousin, or as a cousin. Not a bum one, but the cousin is an old sick man, and he looks very sickly. So it's not proper to allow him to have makar carbonus in every time. You just go to a coffee or dive into all the tools to grow. If your hands are a little greasy and dirty and sticky, you're not permitted to take any problem. Let's say burn the kosher. It's not just take ice cream and air cream all over the shingles. The fingers are a little sticky. He's not allowed to take burn the kosher. You have to wash his hands off. People shouldn't say first take burn the kosher and wash his hands. And let's say he's in the middle of the meal. The fingers are a little sticky and then he gets dirty. You want to say grocery waste on the dirt, or it's ice cream on the shop, or whatever. But then you have to wash it in, not my friend before bench. You have to wash my friend before he says the next drop on the next cross, if his fingers are sticky. You have to do it on any drop. You're not allowed to put any drop in your diamond dough. But what happens, but the often they invented forks and spoons and knives. And you don't have to have sticky things. It's drop mugs, some people are not here. They eat that with the fingers. But let's say those people who are the modern people who eat the shirayim with a spoon, some people who eat the shirayim after the yak. But those who eat everything with a spoon, the folks that they don't have your diamond for home. So that being the folks that you have to have mine up for that. And the chashash of melech tzedek says that it's not much that they made. We don't have any melech tzedek. It says it's right in the chum. And in another place, that's probably not much mine up for it. It says that mine up for it wasn't a dovish in the Indian. It's up in the Akhala Zero. But it is the reasons for it. Whatever the reasons apply, they apply. That's in the Shmash and Avodah Shalem. It's a Hashash that comes. That's a mind of Gula. Didn't come up with a new idea. In the Shmash and Avodah Shalem, it was a Dinda Raita. The Chum just pointed out. Don't forget if it's got the Malach to Dome. But if you don't have any Malach to Dome, then you don't have any mind of Gula. Because there's nothing to worry about. And you're dying with the Hummus, it's still a Dinda Malach. If you're dying with the Hummus, then you can't get rough. If you think it's a Dinda, you make that rough. That's the regular thing. The Gemara has a din before you daven also, because Shabbos means a Naira in the din, you're supposed to wash your hands. Right? The Rambam's opinion is that that's why you wash with a cup in the morning and you say Bracha on Tzeres Hanah. So the Rambam holds that before you daven Mincha, you have to wash with a cup and say Bracha on Tzeres Hanah. Before you daven Naira, you have to wash with a cup. Because we are not so convinced that the Rambam is right, that we don't say the Bracha. We think that maybe the Bracha in the morning, when we wake up in the morning, is for other reasons. Maybe to remove the wrong law, maybe because we're a bunch of days in the summer, we woke up in the morning, whatever, maybe other reasons. But that's why we call Mincha Naira, we're only supposed to wash with a cup with that of it. We don't do that. We don't do that. But it's not really right. We're not supposed to wash with a cup.
Wash it from real blood.
Wash it from bread is another time. The Gemara has two reasons why you have to wash the bread. One is because the hands are dirty.
He's only
going to tell a family so between your hands. Before you have like a Kohan in the Beit HaMikdash, you have to have Kiddush and Ayin Rav Lion. So that's in the Beit HaMikdash, you have to go there for. Yeah, you have to go there for. You
have to
go there
for.
Unless they just see a start. Let's say they walk out and they do other, they go to business and they come back to one of the markets and they have to wash it again. Yeah. They walk out and they walk back in to wash it again. In the Shulchan Aruch, they have a din by Kiddush that many people are not careful about. Even in the Yeshiva out there, the Yeshiva in the cafeteria, they set up the whole table on Friday late afternoon. And then they have a tray with seven cups of wine sitting and waiting for an hour, 2 hours. It takes someone to sit any poison in there, we don't assume. It doesn't really break in but they have the tray there with the wine. And everybody comes to our wedding and they choose on the one. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that this man Hagi Marin that he had a lot of drink, yayin, the gula, because it may make contain poison in it. But if you filter the wine through a sieve and you see that it's not poison, but if it's poison, the poison will be poison in the sieve, then you're permitted to drink that wine. And you're not permitted to use that wine to make some kiddush. Because I prepare all of the hotel, I use the hotel, I use the phone. It's not that we are permitted to use such wine that had a hashash of Meguba on it and you filter it through, you're not permitted to use it to be without the Hawabi and Sera. The tradition has a more than you took it, the end of Ferrick Lula by Robert, the end of the fourth third. And it says, well, not the Kiddush in our own. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that Adob is man as a Yogi, Yai Meguba, Yai Meguba, there's no hashash, you don't have to pay, but you still shouldn't use it for Kiddush.
What did you use?
That nothing, that people watch, if you're watching, but then also there's no hashash in the group. You see that there's no snake in the group. If no one's watching, then you have the din in the group. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's a very difficult statement. Shulchan Aruch says that Yai in the group that is not there, is the same as Yai in the group that is not anymore, that was filtered. It's just like it's not anymore, you filter it, so there's no hashash for you. But still you have permitted to use it for the Mizbeh, you have permitted to use it for kids. But after you get more of a Hashash, so it's still the Mizbeh, although there's no hashash back on there, if you're not allowed to use that wine for Kiddush, what's the true spell? This might be more like a real hashash and maybe a little bit of poison and you still fit it through. But that's very mold. How can you use that for Kiddush if you still have probably understand? But this might be enough, you know that there's no hashash stuck on at all. So why should it be Laguna at all? Well, that's what it tells you someone else. You should try to avoid using Yayin Laguna for Kiddush. They have another shot of this man like that. What if that being one has to be a woman is not permitted? This is a very common shot today. Like that woman, people are getting divorced all over the place. A woman gets divorced. And she's expecting a baby. And she wants to be now. Huh? You have to wait 3 months. She waits 3 months. Even if she's pregnant. This man says that maybe there is nothing more than that. Maybe there is. I've been a young very young. Even if the woman is 110 years old, and the young man comes and swears by the third that the woman is the Raha Kodesh, and the third that the woman is not going to have any babies. We all believe the Parchon is, and we all know that the father of the child is the first time in the second husband. We know that the woman is pregnant. We know the woman is not going to become pregnant. We know that the husband was taken to the hospital for 10 years. He was in jail for 10 years. He wasn't shown by for 20 years. He never was shown by. whatever. You know the Bhagavad that she is, but she is not pregnant. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter. After the yom and the yom, even if the yom now comes and he says the woman is not going to have a baby, still that's a life look. That's a life look. So let's say the woman is going to have a baby, she's expecting a baby in 9 months, so she'll wait 3 months, and then she wants to remarry. So she will get to the dinner house corner. She has to work 90 days. The day on which she got to work was a full 90 days in between, and then the next day she can begin to get married. So the shine is, but she's pregnant, is there anything wrong with the woman marrying into this? No, I didn't, you're not permitted to marry Mulberis Cabello or Menegris Cabello. You're not allowed to marry a woman who is pregnant with a baby from somebody else, or a woman who is nursing a baby from somebody else until 2 full years have gone by that she's finished nursing the baby. And what if she's not going to nurse the baby? What if she's going to give the baby up to her neck? So the mother says it's still a very rough one. Unless she already weaned the baby before the husband divorced or before the husband died. But then she never became a Menegris Cabello in the first place. Let's say you have a woman who's talking about getting divorced, and she wants to get divorced as soon as possible. She has a little baby. Those who are friends with her should recommend to her that she should first make sure that she's stuck if she wants to get married to him. If she has a while to get married, then it's not right. But if she wants to get married, she's interested in getting married before the baby's going to be 2 years old, then you have to tell her that she should stop nursing the baby, switch the baby off the formula. I think that she was 30 days before. Make sure that she's not nursing the baby for 30 days before she gets divorced. And then we assume she'll hold up, and she has nursed the baby in 30 days. Even Shabbat is that you have to wait a full 2 years before she's allowed to get married.
2 years from the divorce, 2 years from the
birth of the child. Yeah, you have to wait till the baby is 2 years old. In one opinion, you don't have to wait 2 years, you only have to wait 18 months. A year and a half. We don't talk like that. Moshe Feinstein says that today we do talk like that. He quotes the staff of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger doesn't exactly say that. Shlomo Kluger had a shayla, and he had 5 reasons why he would make it. So this is one reason that it's there for 18 months. Another reason for 5 reasons. Moshe Feinstein says if you make on say some, any one of the reasons alone. Moshe was a big maker on this. Any one of the reasons alone. He says, if it's not there, it's enough if you wait 18 months. I don't know, it's generally not accepted in Moshe Feinstein. You have to wait a full 2 years before you can get married. The shayla is more given the reason why do you have to wait 2 years? Because the baby should be years old. The mother said, we're afraid that the woman has become pregnant from the second husband, and then she becomes pregnant from the second husband, she won't be able to nourish the baby from the first husband, and since that's not his child, because he's not going to be looking after the welfare of the child, and the first husband is not around, the first husband got divorced, he's got whatever, he's out of the scene, and the wife may be embarrassed to ask the husband that the baby is going to die from malnutrition, give the baby some food, that's a hashash back on it for the baby. The baby may die. The mother's going to become pregnant. And with Mana Gemara, that's all. When they nursed the baby for 2 years, that's all they gave the baby was the mother's milk. They didn't give the milk in addition to anything else. That was Hakobako Nikol, that was everything. So the the baby can die from malnutrition, the suffering stuff comes to the baby. And the child says, that's Kashash, really, it's why we're not again. But the woman's going to marry within 2 years before the baby's 3 years old. The baby's going to die. I've never heard of such a
woman.
Usually she can, but sometimes that little woman becomes pregnant. And she becomes pregnant, then she won't have any more milk to nurse the baby. But the Shabbat is this Kashash, really, actually, this man is really going to happen. That's what the conservative rabbis have shown us in the video. I said 15 years ago they had a stock and then we're going to go. Just like man and woman. And that's it. Just like man and woman, just like man and woman. And whatever is a hashash, it says in the Shmack, no, they're not just saying no. But I'm just pointing out what the hashash are coming. Here it says you have to watch mercy yourself. It says in the Shmack, now I have to kill the baby. So you have to be careful, not to kill the baby, not because of the baby she's done, but it just pointed out that if the baby is not yet at all 3 years old, you have to watch out for the welfare of the child. Because mine and dad, you never heard that any baby should die. How many mothers really nurse the children? And those who do nurse, who nurse if the baby is 2 years old? Mommy, everybody does that. And even if you do nurse from the age of 2, you supplement it from the other thing. And even if you need that to milk, the baby can survive from the other stuff. But since there's no hashash that comes, mine and dad, they're holding it with the thing is that it's not really such a big story at all. What's the wrong with that? What's so thin? It's a cancer? Wouldn't be so big for one of us to ever even say that. Yeah, what's so big? Yeah. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Sifrei Shuvah, and then they quote the Nachman Sofer, and he says, Naka. He says that even this man of Gemara was a very far-fetched conception. How many babies ever died with man of Gemara? How many women ever nursed the babies if we lived with man of Gemara? He must have that's the maximum. That's why the other time of this division is 18 months. He says that's so far-fetched to nurse the baby for a full 2 years. But nonetheless, we are not with the 2 years. Why? It says that's the law that Gemara has in the end of Yuma on the left paragraph and in the end of the first paragraph included that when it comes to a stuff it's not common, but hopefully it's called the Kashasaka Rarai. But even if it's a far-fetched Kashasaka Kona, you have to still worry about it. So he claims, or some further claims in Shuvah, that even with Mala Saman, this wasn't an actual stuff. This is a very far-fetched Kashasaka. And nonetheless, that was the day that you have to worry about the Hashash Dovik Sakhana to the child. Even though it's so far-fetched, they decided that even as Manazah, you should still observe it. That's what we usually assume, that the Xer of the Menekes Chalem, the Mugerer Chalem, is still a part of the Manazah.
What
Right, so then Achrayim had already Kuvit. It's a bit that Achmana, and the guy wants to get married, and she's not going to marry him soon. He's going to go look, he's interested in marrying now, he's going to go find someone else. But then I find him already late, so if you put together different considerations, he's not a poor man, and he's going to take care of the baby, he's bound to take care of the baby, and then they make him in a certain direction. To get married within 3 months, after the husband dies, that would be much, even if every young woman comes and says that the woman is not pregnant, helpless. That is no answer for. But this didn't, the Negev Chaver, Mubarak Chaver, the Gemara says that sometimes he can be made for. If there are assurances that nothing will happen to the baby, the Gemara says, Mufurish is the one that can be made. But that's what Achrayim tend to be made for when he's dead. And that's the Shalom Yisrael. Regarding the din of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that the Yantav of Rosh Hashanah is different from every other Yantav Shem Yisrael Gavir. That in every other Yom Hashem is the same in the Yom, that he treated his discovery by the Detroit City to be on Yom Hashem, and the same way is in the Yom Hashem. So as a basis where we know the Mazda, we see who Terence was there. Not on the first day, it's only moved to the end of the first day. He doesn't want to show either the first day was there as Yom Hashem, so they should know that every Yom Hashem is there as Yom Hashem, and it's the first day of Yom Hashem, but the second day is not Yom Hashem, you can't have 2 days Yom Hashem in a row. Take it sure to the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that we treated like a Yom Hashem, and all the Mazda, is that sort of a there. This is a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rosh brings the issue and the Yedem HaSem Rosh Hashanah. What do we mean that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRishon? Is that only Lechumra or is that Ben Lechumra Ben Lechumra? For example, this is in when I make an Eir Veichat Seder. So you have to put away a box of matzahs that should be home the Shutz of Barom of the Shabbos Shabbos in the building or in the community wherever the Eir Veichat Seder is supposed to apply. Unless they make an air, they couldn't. Some people make an air, they couldn't in order to go outside of the country. So you require that the box of matzah should be tied and should be present at the beginning of Shabbat, at the beginning of Yom. What if you have 2 days, Pesach, or 2 days Shavuot in a row? So the fact that the box of matzah was present the first night of Pesach, that's on for the first day. dinheiro vai estar seu, dinheiro vai ser seu. Agora o dinheiro vai pôr no lado, como ele vai ter que dar tudo em nossa igreja. Ele não é ele, vai estar seu, dinheiro vai comer, ele vai ter que ter. Unless you left, you put away a box of matches before you. Listen, you left it there. First day, the second day, it's there. So there the night of the first day, there the night of the second day. You have an area that has there, that comes to the first day. And you have for the second day, from the monashah. Whichever way, whichever day, with the real youngsters, you have the area that has there, to the area that comes. But what happens if you left the box of matches and the air roll up on the first day, then it won't be good for the second day. It's like in the second day, the real youngsters, and you didn't have the box of the air there on the second day. What about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, we consider Yom Ravichtor. So what if you made an Erev Chumis? The cycle of you to make an Erev Chumis all the time. What if you go say Tashka? And then Chumis. The whole Yeshiva, the part of the Yeshiva, and then is very far away from Yaakov. So we couldn't go. So the bottom of the Yeshiva didn't also reach this, so we wouldn't say Tashka. So you could climb up on the roof of the Yeshiva, you see Yaakov from a distance away. And he said, there's Tashkent, right? They used to go, I'm not Shana to the ceiling from the roof, and then they went down for a long time. And the Stangler didn't like it. He was a Chidish and he got a Chidish. So he's an old Chidish, he used to make an air, they'd come in order to go to the Yarkon, in order to say Tashkent like they did, and Alta hang next to the Rift. He didn't like that. So every Rosh Hashanah, he would make an air, they'd come in order to go look at the Chidish. So the Shadi, what did you make? An air, they'd come in, you left the Bat Masjid there, or the Chalas, whatever. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they would hear the night of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and they were all, everything was eaten up on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So your Erev is coming to your Erev Hashanah, it was good till the end of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it was good for the second day. This is saying, Yom Ha'alit, the day will come, the day will come. So it was there the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so everything goes great till the end of the second day. This is saying, no. You only said, Yom Ha'alit, the Lukumra, that it's the base of Shinoza Bazaar. It would be Asur Bezeh, whatever was mukta on the first day remains mukta till the end of the second day, but you can't say Lekula. That means Yom HaRif, the day Lekula, and remember that not. So that's how Machloek Islam was, and Hilchot Erev, and it's in the Rambam, and the Raizu, the Rambam writes that if the back of the mountain, sounds like he said, if the back of the mountain is there the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and it's eaten up on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's good till the end of the second day, it's Yom HaRif. And the Raizu writes not so, that it's only Yom HaRif, the Lekula, and not Lekula. The rush at the end of Rosh Hashanah has the Machlokes, what do you say Shafyonah? On the second night of Rosh Hashanah, what do you say Tiddush? Do you say Shafyonah? Oh, no. That's the Shaila. And every, let's say, when you have Tais of Shavuot Sukkot, so when the women bench this, many women say Shafyonah. So you say Shafyonah the first night, they say Shafyonah the second night. What do you say Tiddush? Shafyonah the first night, the second night. What do you say Shafyonah the second night? So say, what do you say Tiddush for the second night? What do you say Kiddush for the second night? Let's take it again. Maybe yesterday was Erev Yom Tov and today Yom Tov. I saw it brought to Ha'akir. So you want to ask that question. You want to know what I'm thinking of that question. What do you say of Rokha the second day and the Kiddush and on the Mask and on the Lord and everything? Saw it brought to Ha'akir. So the Mark says that was the Tachal of Tachal that you should say Rokha because otherwise people will be in the Gaul from the Christian Shokodis. So they went out of their way to make a special Tachal that you should deduct to be found all the Rokha and the Christian Shokodis. So he said, the Lord is all fully dead. What is taking him on? So the Shaila is, what about Shekhan? Also, taking him on. Maybe yesterday was really a face. Maybe today is a real face up. Today is a real Shavuot. Today is a real Sukkot. You have to say Shekhan. So it's like if you think all Jews, you have to say all Shekhan over again. So the Shaila is, what about the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is also a sacred Yom HaRichtor. So he's saying, no, Rosh Hashanah is not a sacred Yom HaRichtor. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRichtor. What the Shekhan is up, we already said Shekhan on the first night. So there's no need to say Shatana on the second
night. Why
do you say Kiddush at all? So why do you say
Kiddush?
I don't know. Somehow the Rishonim don't explain that. So they just have the Rosh just presents the Machlokes whether you should say Shatana or not on the second day. Depends on the Shaila as to whether 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichtor, the day Lekhu, the day Lechumra, or no. It's only a Yom HaRichtor, the Lechumra, Lechumra. But with Kuba not, so you have to consider the secondary Rosh Hashanah as possibly a sacred Yom also. Since it may be a sacred Yom wrong, then you have to say Shatana on the second night as well. How do you understand that? How do you understand that? That Rosh Hashanah should be treated as a sacred Yom and as a Yom HaRif to everything with Kuba in both directions. But there's a Ramban here on base on our God. Ramban has on the bottom of the grid a long tiny letter. He has a little bit of an essay here. So he explains what the story is. He says that those who live far away from Yerushalayim, wherever the Beis Nagar was, they used to declare when Rosh Hashanah was, if the witnesses came on the third day, they declared the first day Rosh Hashanah, witnesses came the second day, they would say the second day Rosh Hashanah. Whoever lives far away from Yerushalayim doesn't know which is the real Rosh Hashanah, is it the first day or the second day? So he says, there are three possibilities. It could be the Eidim came right in the Rami on the Thursday, and the Beis said, you could have been Eidim Rosh Hashanah, and Eidim Rosh Chodesh Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, and that's it, the third day is, and the second day is nothing, the second day is zero. It could be that the Beis knew in advance that the witnesses will absolutely not come on the Thursday, and they put up signs below the Yerushalayim that today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, tonight and tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, and only the second day is Rosh Hashanah. And it could be that Nagim was the young Kodesh and the Mahu Kodesh. It could be that the Eidim would come and I'm going to call and there will be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, in which case it would be a Yom HaRichter. So the Ramban writes, there are all three possibilities. So those who live in Yerushalayim are going to know what it is. Either the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Nagim was the young Kodesh and the Mahu Kodesh, both days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaRichter. Those who live far away from Yerushalayim don't know what's going on in Yerushalayim. So there could be possibility A, B, or C. So the Ramban explains, therefore, you have to treat it yourself, take it late, you have to go to Chumrah in all the directions. Ramban holds like that right there. That you only say Yom HaRichter to Chumrah, but you have to go to Chumrah, then maybe it's not a Yom HaRichter, maybe only the second day is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the first day is not, and the second day is, but in fact the Matzah was beaten up on the first day. When it comes the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's no Erev HaTev, no Erev Chumrah, so you can't go to Chumrah. Maybe only the second day is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you have to say Shachar on the second day, the first day is gone, maybe the first day is there. That's how the Ramban is mine, and that's how the writing holds. And the Ramban, but other Rishonim hold, no, what are you talking about? Maybe the second day is the real Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us that it never happened. The Gemara says, we'll be here from Messina, Elul the Uber. It never happened that Elul had 30 days and Rosh Hashanah was reading on the second day. We know what the truth of the story is. When do we fast on Yom Kippur? On the 10th of Tishrei, counting from the first day, we don't fast on the 11th. You don't fast the 10th on the 11th. We know that the real Rosh Hashanah is the first day. So the whole story that we observe today in Rosh Hashanah is not the Torah, it's the second day, but maybe it's the second day. That's the Ketorah, we know it's the first day. And the second day, they have attention, so we observe it as a Yom HaRichter. But you can't say a Yom HaRichter, only the Chumrah, and not the Chumrah, that maybe it's only the second day. Never, the distribution of the Torah is never the second day. So that's why the Rambam distributes, that's the Likudic Machlokes, whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichter, Bein Lekula, Bein Lekula, or no, it's only Lekula. But Lekula, you wouldn't say Yom HaRichter, you would say maybe only the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day is not. That's the Machlokes.
The first
question of Rambam,
in
Yerushalayim today,
he didn't go to
Rosh Hashanah, so forth, because
the Rambam
discusses that also, he says if the Bezos would have stayed in Yerushalayim, to the very end. So Yerushalayim would observe the minutes that they always had. They didn't have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But this is there, towards the end of the period of the second day of Tamid, this is more than the end of Rosh Hashanah, they were asked to go to the Sanhedrin, and they were floating around from one place to the other. But no one place can claim to carry over the tradition of only having 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So there were different places in Eretz Yisrael where they sometimes only had 1 day, but every place in Eretz Yisrael had at some time or another 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, everybody in Israel has to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah as well. He comes to defend the risk. The risk claims that you have to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmud says that that's not thorough, that until the Talmud held it, moved into Eretz Yisrael, they only had 1 day Rosh Hashanah. And they showed, the risk showed, have you read the Gemara on that, who was it? On that, Hayim and Aleph, and the Talmud says, well, you read the Gemara. 2 weeks had to read the Gemara, but the Gemara says that the Gemara is there. And Eretz says, it's 1 day Rosh Hashanah or 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban, the defender Riff, who explained why the Riff holds that even in Eretz Yisrael you have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah the 10th, because the Beis Nagar used to travel around. And every city in Eretz Yisrael, at one time in history or another, had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That's why everybody has to have to observe the Minig Abitay and Viyadayim, but all over Eretz Yisrael you have to go to Chumrah to observe 2 days. That's what he said. Okay. We left, we'll leave that at the end of the Sunday hand of days, because it's, it's a long time since we learned the Gemara, and the rest we didn't get. Maybe we'll go to the top of that Vavam Ranao, a new top. The common child comes up all the time, what if somebody dies on Yom Kippur? What are you doing with the Kippur? What are you doing with the Kippur? Amar Yom, the top line of Vavam Ranao. If somebody of Aluga dies on the first day of Yom Kippur, the Jews are not permitted to do Malacha on Yom Kippur to do the Kippur. You have to get Amini, you have to get Nachri to do the Levi. That's the Shaila. If I'm not allowed to do, why am I not permitted to do the law on Yom Kippur? Because it's not a Rav HaNefesh. So how am I going to do this? And how am I going to deal with that? Because we still have you in the office.
Why would you be very personal?
That's going to be wrong. No, there's always a given call on the sun. You shall lie in the evening if you have a hector of your name, but Rodo, you are already on the Catholic, but the dream of the dream of the Lina Bogan, you shall have to take it outside of Islam and then be made to Rodana. But in any other place, also, there's still a demon call on the sun. So it's a bit of the only thing for that.
That's
the shayla. So the shayla here is, let's go to the time. So if I'm not permitted to do the malachas, I'm youngest, so it's not had to work on that. So how can I get the malachas to do? I'm permitted to have the malachas. The Tzadik Shem say that Abba will eat the whole. You know, me will not be smooth to the malachas. You are permitted to ask the
Zayin.
Yes, there is a list of Kura Tamei. It's one of the Tzadikim. Come to Kura Tamei Yamahu. It's one of the Tzadikim. It's not Shayla. It's there. I said it. The Kumish, it only says Kura Tamei by Haruki. It doesn't say Kura Tamei. A guy dies, an old person dies. More than it doesn't say that he's got something there. All it says, if someone was killed by the dead, and someone is lost on the ice, comes to Kura Tamei, he wants to kill it so they didn't kill him. What if a person just died in natural death? Because that's a shadow anymore. And I'm not talking about a still in this moment. But it doesn't matter. This is not that. This is not one. Still in this
moment.
Yes, and this is to cover over the many times it shouldn't be bushed up to destroy him like a dead cat or like a dead mountain tree or a dead rat tree. You have to put him in the shadow. Now think the dirty in the ground, what if you call them up nicely, what if you sit next to the body, what if you put it in a mausoleum, you put it in a freezer, and the cover in the fashion like you're going to do. But it's not to move it to Tarka, and you say that that's a dish, just make sure the cover on this and that's enough, and you say, no, it's not on this to do the move. So we pass it, and the reason is to get the shadow is a list of minotaur, list of minotaur. So the Rama passes like that lost anymore, then it's a list of minotaur by your nation, not only by Haruki Benjamin, but your nation is a list. So the question is that fact, that we hold that it's immediately happening in Mutter, the Makam Yisro, why should it be Mutter on Shabbat also? And that's not. Why is only the Yom Tov, why not Shabbat as well? The whole idea about it. The Baloiter. It's not the opinion. We don't pass like this. We don't pass like the Baloiter. We pass along and say, okay, Rabbi. We pass in a shmuz, the shmuz is most of the market is used to yes and no, it's a violent and a lot of the above. So let's say yes and no, it's a big grave and it's a silly grave, that's correlation and point. And the big grave is correlation and the silly grave is born, that's a lot of the right. But that's, we wouldn't allow Amirul Yakuman Shabbat, even the market is used, we'd only allow Amirul Yakuman and the above. That's a yes to go to drive the car, and you can drive in the car and Shabbat and the market is right. But if you drive the herd to the cemetery in order to get it, I'm really asking on the right, and we wouldn't go out. But according to the Baal Eater, it says that I'm really asking the Muslim, the Muslim even and the Malacha, they're right. Why does the Malacha only allow it for us on the 8th and the other? Are you doing wrong when you should allow it even on Shabbat? So the Ramban in the end of Masechah Shabbat is in that question, the traditional Ramban. So he says that you must, in addition to it, quote this. All that finding on the Shabbat quote is the passage in the Ramban. They say that that's the kintu, that's the bizoyen hameh. That the maid should be buried on Shabbos on the day Malachi, even though the Malachi is done by Nanju, that's the bizoyen hameh. And the whole reason for burying the maid is coming on May, and now you're going to bury the maid in the notion of bizoyen, so you haven't accomplished anything. So that's what I'm saying. Why doesn't it not? That's the question that Ramban doesn't explain. Say this in the end of Baruch Tama. That's how I'll hold the point to that. The end of Perek Merubin. Say this point that everybody knows the name of the Ramban, because in Mishnah Berurah, the name of Ramban. But those who know Baruch Tama know that Tayshah says that it's not a design to be buried on Yom Tov, but it is a design to be buried on Shabbos. Why is there a difference? It's very unclear. So that Meir Simcha writes in the Seif HaChumash in the Nefesh HaChochma. He suggests the following. He says that the historical background of Shabbos has a universal nature to it. Shabbat really is there for the B'yesh HaMayim Barak. It really should apply to the Jews and non-Jews alike. Except that the Torah is never Machayah is the non-Jews. But if a non-Jew does Malach on Shabbat, it has a shame Malach. So if a non-Jew will do Malach there, And that will lead to the Gura Sameh. That will constitute the Gura Sameh. So the Malacha was done in order for the Gura Sameh. But Yonkut, the historical background of Yonkut, is only has a shaykh with the name Torah. It's with our tradition. There's not anything to do with it. It's that the Malacha who does Malacha and Yonkut, the Gaunus and Gaunus. That's nothing. Not only that it's permitted to do Malacha, there's not even anything wrong with it. If the Malacha does Malacha and Shabbos, it isn't violated out there, but we still say it's a Malacha. But if he doesn't allow any answer, it's not even called Malacha. That's really not in the book. So the Meshach Hafez suggests maybe that's the place that's driving it. Why there's only a design on it to be buried on Shabbos by day after, and there's no design on it to be buried on Yom Kippur day after. But that's what the Ramban is saying to say. Prove it, the Ramban shows in the Mishnah in the end of Shabbos. It is a Mishnah. So I think the last part of Shabbos where it says, what if the Nachman heard on their own that there's a Yiddish in it, and there's going to be a funeral on Sunday? And they sent by plane, by boat, by train, whatever, by wagon. They sent flutes, by music, flutes, harp, whatever. And they sent on their own. We didn't ask them to do it. They sent on their own. So normally, let's say, I'm not really doing a lot of the shayin to water. Not really permitted to and water going through our Anshan. But it is not permitted to be near Anshan. That's why we say Shabbos from the Chedeshi Yasin. But if you wait in the Chedeshi Yasin, let's say it took 2 hours to deliver, and at night they don't make any delivery. But you know, you have to go for 2 hours and then they deliver on the same shop. Only work till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But on Sunday they do deliver. So let's say Sunday they start working at 9 o'clock in the morning. They wait till 11, so they could have delivered. Between 9 and 11 they could have delivered it 2 hours. So they wait till 11 in the morning on Sunday morning. That's called the Chodesh Yasin. So it says by a maid, if they deliver on their own flute, they deliver the flowers to be placed around the Oron, that's it made. You're not allowed to use them on Sunday at the funeral, even if you wait for the Shia. Somebody has my hat. Don't you want on here? But he says that it must be that it's Mukhov in the Mishnah like that, that if it's a Zoya made, that it should be Yikir at his funeral, that people are going to be Shushkinim, that there's still Shabbos involved, even though nobody even asked the Goyim to do it. They did it on their own. And even though he waited for the Shia, so it's more common than any other Nenim in the Shabbos, because in times it should be Zoya made, that people should speak about the fact that Chil Shabbos was involved in preparing the funeral for this person. If you hold like the Baal HaItur, again, if you hold like the Baal HaItur, that Amir and Anafi is generally permissible for Mokka Nei Mitzvah, so then you can learn that it may be unto Rishon, with him. I think it says that when you cover the whole woman, I think the Mishnah says that if the grave was dug by the Goyim on Shabbos, he never allowed a dirty person in that grave. He could bury someone else in that grave because he wasn't dug in. But if they dug the grave for this individual, then I think the Mishnah says in Shabbos you should never bury a person on grave because it's designed to the Mishnah that he should be buried. I don't know. So some of the Shabbos, that's the story over here. That the permitted to ask enough if you are on the Lacha Kam Yom Kippur Rishon, because Amir and Abba is Muslim and Makkah Mitzvah, but on Shabbos, it would have been a heckin' on Shabbos also. Amir and Abba is Muslim and Makkah Mitzvah on Shabbos both to come to the Baal Mitzvah, except that it's a design of it. That's the Tamar Shabbos. We happen not to pass on that. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch against the Baal Mitzvah, because Rav and Shem don't accept it. The only thing you find in the Gemara in Erevin is, you're permitted to ask an Abbe to do something which is only forbidden in the Rabbanon in order to let you through a Brit Milah Shabbos. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that let's say the night for the Brit Milah is in someone else's home and you have, let's say, and the only violation, the only prohibition is to carry the knife from there to here. But the baby is only a Sahar to Shem Muresh. It's a God to make an error, but it's not an Issa Gerais, it's only an Issa Rabbanon. So the Gemara says you would be permitted to ask a goy to carry the Chal Tashem or Rebbe, because that was shrewd to shrewd, the Mokka Mitzvah is Milo, the Mokka Mitzvah is Milo. And Milo is Man of Zeh Hashad, the Chal Tashem and Chal Tashem and Milo is not right. That's only the Mokka Mitzvah is Milo, you're permitted to ask a goy to do an Issa Derabon. Shrewd to shrewd, the Mokka Milo is Mutter, because Milo is not Zeh Hashad. But what about a shrewd to shrewd for the purpose of Milo Shal Shrewd? It's a left the goy, you carry wine in an area where there's no Eretz and there's a whole violation of Hotel Gong with the Rabban, the whole prohibition to carry on with the Rabbana. And I want to make Kiddush, I want to eat Shal Shudas, I want to have children, whatever. So then, one thing that says is that there's no hetzer for that. That is shvuz the shvuz, the makom is forbidden. It's only mutter shvuz the shvuz the makom is forbidden. And Shulchan Aruch, they quote that opinion, and they quote the other opinion that we generally follow. And the shvuz the makom is always mutter. So we assume that it's not really. The good is that the rabbanon is always mutter the makom any mitzvah. Not only the makom is forbidden, but the makom any mitzvah. What about the Shulchan Aruch? You do an mitzvah deraisa, like the digger grave or the shulchan grave. That's an alav deraisa. So that's the only amount of mukkah is to the rabbi. The mukkah is to the yoga, we wouldn't be on. So this kind of thing, there's an offering to dig a grave and fill up the grave, and yon says, that's not, even an offering on the right, it's not a tokhe rabbi. And this to the rabbi, that everybody should tell him, it's a mitzvah for yoga, it's a great mitzvah, they should tell him, it's a mitzvah, 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 that's what has to be called Kavar Abini. Not the general din of Amir Liyakun and Mokam Mitzvah. Amir Liyakun and Mokam Mitzvah is not a Hezra. You don't pass on the Bali. That's to say, it's a special Hezra that we're all that the Mokam may is an issue of Kavar Abini. So the Mokam Kavar Abini will not hear all the Yisurim to Rabbam. Oh, the ones who say that the Mokam Kavar Abini will not hear Amir Liyakun because Amir Liyakun is an issue to Rabbam. So this leads the Mechaber, Shulman Aruch, to say that who are all other Darabbanans on Yom Kippishim. The only thing you need to go for is to dig the grave and to fill the grave and to... That's the Malach of the right. That's the Malach of the right. But what about the Mashal to lower the Mason or to do the Tara? The only violation there is to fill Mukta. Or let's say to heat up the water, to have warm water to do the Tara. But to have warm water, what's the violation of cooking? You're not allowed to cook water, it's a bishul. But the social issue of the Torah on Abish, which is not a shalom, it's not on Abish. Just like he permitted to cook water in order to drink it, so he permitted to cook water to make a mitzvah. It is also, it's a mitzvah, it's a tzara, to prepare the body for the Torah. But in the Chabad world, that the heating of the water is mutter like the Yisrael. And tilkul mutter that the Jews should carry the maize is mutter. Whatever is only into the Rabbana, the Jews are permitted to do. The only thing you need nothing for is to do the Yisurim deraisa. Namely, the digging of the grave and the filling up of the grave. That's how the Mechaber says. What does the Mechaber hold? That the Hetzer of the Etzim the Nochri is because Amir Yachim is the Rabbana. Whatever is the Rabbana is mutter because of Kavod Aviv. Bearing the nation's Kavod Aviv. So it's not only Amir Yachim. All the Rabbana is the Muslim of Amir Kavod Aviv. That's Shach HaMechaber. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Rabbana and the Jew in the room of God and many Rishonim disagree with this. And that doubt is a long Neiri. And the Neiri has a whole section called Mogin Ovid. It's called the Shuvas of the Neiri. Where the Rabban has tested where the Rabban lives in Barcelona. Ramban says to women, Tamir Ramban went to Provence to learn. Yes, by the Chacham in that time, by the Shemur and by the Dekan. And there were big clashes in the Minhagim, because in Spain they had different Minhagim from Provence, but they had different Minhagim from France and Germany, they had different Minhagim all over. So there were a lot of contradictions, a lot of fears. But really, all the whole thing that to defend the Minhagim of others that they had in Tapin, and it was Tapin, you know. But he wrote a whole thing called Mogin Ovid. So he spent the many brothers that he met. So one issue that they have is what you should say, Kiyam Naath Nama. What you doubt me see this, should you say Kiyam Naath Nama to be marshaled the 248 words in Kriya Shema. Another issue is here. When Khalil and Yahab are a buyer, the condition of the Jews permitted to do everything that's only the Rabbah, namely Tufu, Mufs, and so on. Or no, you have to get a knock to do everything. Another issue is what do you do when you have Kishka fall down on a Sunday? When do you say Abdullah? You say Abdullah on Shabbos afternoon? And you drink the wine? You can say Abdullah early. Or should you say Abdullah on the Soy Shop and give the one to a cousin? Or should you not say Abdullah period? Or should you say Abdullah on Sunday night? That's really, say Abdullah on Sunday night before you. Different opinions. And then it has another people who've been hugging the day of Rock of Bird people when you have dessert at the end of the meal. You always have dessert at the end of the meal. You consider that part of the meal or not? That was a big mahogany. What do you say about break at the end of the meal? It has, I think, 14. Sometimes say 14 different issues, something like that, a whole little paper where he presents the different issues. So this is one of the issues that he quotes here. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even though the Mechaber says that all the Rabbanim may be done in Israel, but many Rishonim disagree because it depends what the meaning of Mokhmed is. Doesn't hold up. But you have to have going to do everything on Yom Kippur. That's the one Mokhmed. And you have on Yom Kippur, it's also a major issue. Well, have to believe that.
assuming that they do, or if they call up the telephone and call up and says, I'm going to go to the radio at 7:05. He doesn't want to open the phone. So the guy knows he can go over to him, he can get over it.
Yeah.
So he texts that and then tells him to actually go ahead and do it.
They go close to the Kum also, and Yom Kippur. But those who are Malave are only permitted to go to Hatzom. They're not going to go close to Kum. And Yom Kippur, he says, hold on, and they go close to the Kum. But we'll have to discuss it. They can't fly to Israel. That's what we'll have to discuss. That's the common
practice.
Next week, I have to be in a yeshiva function on Monday night, so I'll have to give the shiur instead on Wednesday night, just the next week. And then the week after, we'll go back to regular discussion. I hope. The beginning of Parshas Vayakhel, the Nazir has an interesting comment that's related to what we just learned tonight in the Gemara. The prophet says that Vayakhel Tikkud is a repeat of Shumat Tzavah, that we have the mitzvah to build a Mishnah. So the Chumash starts in the beginning of Parshas Vayakhel with the Din of Shabbat. Again, the connection between Shabbat and the Mishnah. Why? So now she quotes in the Gemara that although the Mishnah is so important, but you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbat for the Din of Mishnah. So what time to consider Shabbos? What if I'll get a code to build a Mishkan on Shabbos? Is there anything wrong with that? I'm leaving the Nazi Muslim in our third, and also a mission of a Minhaf is only the Rabbanim. So on a level of the right, if you're getting about the Gzeirat Rabbanim, is there anything wrong if I get a notary and he says it's a din deraita to be zoned for the Mishkan to be built on Shabbos? He says it's a pasuk. It says, Shesh is Yom and Tei Osem Malacha. Doesn't say Tasem Malacha. Shesh is Yom and Malacha, maybe he's done Tei Osem Malacha, but Yom HaShviya Raham Kodesh, Kol Ha'oitz Ibn Malacha Lumach, in order to be high deep, you have to do Asiyas Malacha. But the fact that it says Tayyasa Malacha means that Hashara Malacha may not be Nasa, I'll be like the Yasa. What do you mean, may not be Nasa, I'll be like the Yasa, I'm going to go to the Rabbanah. What do you do with the Pasuk that sounds like Amir Malacha is the right? So the Nasir explains, Amir Malacha is the right with respect to Dinyan HaMishkan. We have a whole stickle here, and it's over. That is to be going for the Mishkan, just like it's to be going for the place, to be very involved in Shilul Shabbos. I didn't even have to go. He's going in on his own. To be going, I'm eight. I'm not covered all along this, so he says it's to be going to have a base on Mishkan built on Shabbos, even if you set it on a Shabbos clock. Even if you set your machine on a Shabbos clock and the Mishkan is going to be done by itself. What they're going to do, the digging and the building and everything by itself. Or you have an Akhi who's going to do the work on Shabbos and then I've heard absolutely nothing wrong. I don't know if it's Mutter, but it says it's to be Zoyan for the Mishkan to be built on Shabbos. So I'm not kidding. That is whether it's really right or not.
Well, it's just a couple of days
later. That's Mutter. But not for the Mishkan.